Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Let go of my handbag, you fiend. No, dear. Get off me, you ruffian. Someone, I say, please help me. I'm just a little old lady. I've completed self-defense classes, but it really is a different kettle of fish having to perform it on the streets, not having warmed up beforehand. And I have arthritis in both hips. I say, please help. Did you see that?
I did. That man became all muscly, and he charged off down the street. And he's just left that building in single bound.
And that, Petunia, is the danger of drugs.
I think he was a superhero, Jeff.
Really? Well, we shouldn't have any of that on our street. This is a respectable neighborhood. Come on, let's follow him. I want to tell him face to face that we won't stand for that kind of behavior here in Penribbit.
If you must, Jeff.
It's my civic duty, Petunia.
I'm sure it is, darling.
Have no fear, fragile old woman. I, the mighty Bullhorn, am here to save you. What's this? There's no one here. Why, someone left a stereo here.
No, please! Help me! Please! Help me! Help me! Help me!
What trickery is this?
Excuse me, Mr. Hornibull?
It's a mighty Bullhorn. How can I help you, concerned citizen?
Goss, you really are a hench. Some of those muscles are actually bigger than my head.
Go on, tell him, Jeff. Tell him how you don't want his kind round here.
Well,
Why don't you take off your red t-shirt, Jeff, and wave it in his face? Go on.
I don't have time for this. Move out of my way, mildly annoying citizen. He is here. Come on! Show yourself. I'm not afraid of you.
You come on now, dear. You're acting like a bull in a china shop. End of recording.
What?
Good grief, Petunia. He's dead.
And he was so muscly.
Mmm.
Cat Noir presents We Could Be Heroes. Episode 1. Written by Kevin Chilvers and Matt Sanders.
That is not a pleasant way to travel.
Sorry, it does take some getting used to.
I really need the toilet now.
No!
I must apologize for my companion's uncouth behavior. He is 80% simian, and sometimes that part of him gains dominance, leading to what only can be described as a besmirching of our abode.
Sorry.
The mop and bucket are where you left the monkey. And you, I take it you are the time traveler known as Duke Render.
Yeah, that's me. Where am I?
You are deep within the headquarters of the superhero team, no quarter. This is the Mon Cave.
But it looks like a garage. Is that why you're called No Quarter? Because you don't actually have a headquarters?
Shh. This is our secret hideout.
Yeah, you're right, though. It is my mama's garage. I am Monkey. This is the brown note.
We went back in time to save you, Duke. For we have a responsibility.
Oh. With great power comes great responsibility.
I don't think we have a great power, do we?
No, it's more like a moderate power.
Or some power?
Just a smidgen.
A trickle?
A dribble.
Anyway, responsibility to whom?
The community, Duke. We are the last line of defense against the evil machinations of one Dr. Dentist.
Well, which one is he? A doctor or a dentist?
Steel yourself, Duke, for he is both.
Right.
Dr. Dentist has been terrorizing this town for many months now, but we think we have him cornered. And you, Duke Rendor, are key to our success. Please take a seat so we can discuss our predicament further. There are beers in the mini-fridge, but do help yourself.
Thanks.
Here, let me open that for you, Duke. I have a very unique skill set. Here, to your health.
I've suddenly gone off beer.
We have other drinks. I am also able to open them in the same manner.
I'm all right, thanks.
Here, Mama always makes cookies for our secret meetings. Go on. Here, let me pass you one. Excuse me a moment. I must just wash my hands.
I imagine you must have many questions.
Yeah. For a start, how exactly did you rescue me?
We two, like you, have a time travel device. It was given to us mysteriously by a woman a few months ago. She said it was programmed to save you. We immediately came to the rescue.
Wait, you said a few months ago?
Yes. Well, we did have a few false starts.
Got lost, eh?
No.
Where have you got to, Brandnod? Have you told him that we accidentally lost a time travel device for 6 months? What?
Well, there was a local garage sale. It got muddled up with some old computer games I was selling. It's an easy mistake to make.
Then I was on holiday, then you had the cold, then it was the bank holiday, then you babysat your sister's kids, then the weather was great, so we had a barbecue, then it was another bank holiday.
Yes, thank you, Monkey. That is enough.
Who was the woman that left the device?
She said you would know.
Kalo, I guess. She owes me.
An old flame, eh?
yeah, something like that. Tell me about yourselves.
I have the strength of a silverback gorilla, the tool-making abilities of a chimpanzee, the scream of a baboon, the call of a howler monkey, the hair of the marmoset, the moustache of the emperor tamarin, and the tiny prehensile tail of a Jeffrey's pygmy monkey.
How is that useful?
I don't know. I sit on it sometimes. It hurts.
I, the brown notes, am able to project infrasonic frequencies between 5 and 9 hertz through the air, causing an acoustic resonance in the human bowel.
I never was any good at science.
He means he can make people defecate.
Perhaps you would like a demonstration.
I'm okay, thanks. Look, where are the other superheroes? You said you were a team.
Yes, we are. There's 12 of us.
We are 11 now, Monkey.
What? How?
We lost the mighty bullhorn last night, taken from us by the diabolical Dr. Dentist.
No! 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 Why? It should have been me!
You're right. It should have been.
So where are all the others?
The Unbreakable is on a break. Perfect Navigator is on holiday.
Although we don't know where he is.
Absence is on a day off. Contentment is currently sick with well-being issues. And Unsympathetic Unicorn is on compassionate leave.
My mama also subs occasionally. She doesn't have any powers, but she does do a lot of washing. She also gives us lift to crime scenes.
Our two other active members, Whirligig and Supperman, are currently on surveillance.
Why?
We think we have worked out the civilian identity of Dr. Dentist. I have tasked them to keep an eye on him and report back any occurrences out of the ordinary. They are top covert operatives.
You're on my foot, Supperman.
Shh, he'll hear you.
Whose idea was it to hide in here? I'm so itchy. These conifers are really irritating me.
You're really irritating me. Calm down, Whirligig. Here, have a cream horn.
That is so typical of you.
What?
Eating a cream horn. The mighty bullhorn's only been dead for a day.
I am eating it in tribute.
What are you eating?
Beef burger. It's another tribute.
Really?
Sorry, I didn't really think that through.
Give me the binoculars.
What's he doing at the moment?
He's just finished cutting his grass.
Probably preparing his next fiendish trap.
Now he's trimming the edges.
Evil. How evil. I want to have a look. Give me the binoculars back.
No, it's my turn.
Give them to me. Brownout said I was to use them.
No, I want them. You always do this. Ow, you've trod on my foot again. Oh, no, he's coming over.
Act casual. Good morning to you both. Why are you hiding in me bushes? Green fly? Oh no, I better get my sprayer out. There can be such pests.
Murderer!
Sorry, he really likes insects. Would you both like a cup of tea? I've got Earl Grey.
Poisoner!
Sorry, he really likes chamomile. Look, is there any chance you could stop trampling on me flower beds? Come over here and I'll make you a drink and get me best biscuits out. Oh, lovely.
This is all very nice, but where were you last night, Mr. Brooke Taylor?
I was looking after me sister. She's unwell at the moment. Then I popped out to play bingo.
Oh yeah, like this story. One of our friends was killed last night.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Sorry? You're sorry? You killed them.
No, I never did that. I wouldn't hurt a fly.
Well, that's not true, is it? You literally just said you were going to kill all the green fly on those bushes.
No, I said I'd get me sprayer out. It's got ladybird larvae in. All natural. Just to circle of life.
What about the stacks of parcels you have delivered every day?
I run my own crocheting business, and it's scarves and gloves for underprivileged preschool kids at a local nursery.
Oh, yeah? What about the gangs of teenagers on bikes that come here noon and night?
I bake and provide free cakes for the local orphanage.
Okay, what about the security guards that hang around outside your house?
What security guards?
All the men with guns that come here on a Sunday morning.
Oh, I'm a member of the Penribbit Clay Pigeon Shooting Club. Why do you keep asking all these questions?
Because I think you're the immoral supervillain, Dr. Dentist.
I can assure you I'm not.
I don't believe you.
Well, I don't lie. All right then, where were you last night?
What?
Well, you seem to know a lot about my life, so where were you?
I heard you, I just can't believe you asked.
You can answer to a question.
I'll do nothing of the sort.
Oh, something to hide?
Absolutely not.
Then where were you? Can we have the biscuits now, please? I'm very peckish. Of course, young man. Come in.
No supper, man. Better get going. We've taken up enough of Mr. Brooke Taylor's time.
Shame. I think I might have some chocolate ones right at the bottom of the barrel.
Yes! No supper, man. Come on.
Bye, boys. Do come back any time. We could have had at least one biscuit.
You are the worst sidekick ever.
Wait. I thought you were my sidekick.
No way! Supper Man and the Whirligig sounds like a 60s Northern Soul band.
I like it.
My superpowers are far stronger than yours. Therefore, I'm the most important, so I go first.
Just because you can fly...
Yes, I can fly. We need to demote all the superheroes who can't fly to just heroes.
That's a bit harsh, Whirligig. You take that back.
No, I won't. Are you eating again?
I have to maintain my powers. You know I have to eat 20,000 calories a day.
Give it here.
Pies keep you out of the skies.
All I ever wanted was to fly. A monkey's mum baked that pie for me.
Well, now your superpowers are less than mine, aren't they?
Go home, Superman. We'll meet at 5 p.m. at HQ.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Excuse me while I tidy. The others will be here shortly. Mama's gone out. I need to pack away all the garden stuff so that we've got somewhere to sit. How exactly can I help you to find Dr. Dentist?
You have skills that are sorely lacking in our team. A different perspective, perhaps.
I'll need my time travel device.
Whirligig has it. We will return it to you when we have Dr. Dentist in custody.
Then how exactly am I supposed to help you?
Ah, you see our predicament. If we give it to you before, you could just disappear. Monkey risked his life to go back in time to save you.
After 6 months and a nice barbecue, yeah.
Yes, it was nice. It was a beautiful day.
Monkey!
But then you might not give me the device back after we catch him.
Yes, I suppose that is a risk.
Then you can see my predicament.
Catch 22!
Yes, Monkey. A catch...
No, I was wanting you to catch the 22 balls I was sending your way. Sorry, my timing's never been very good. I leave that to others in the team. He's hiding something.
Yes. Hello to you too, Wordygig.
This is Duke Rendell. He has come to help us.
We don't need his help, Brando. It's Brooke Taylor. I'm 100% sure now. He might think he gives clever answers, but I can see right through him. Who's Brooke Taylor?
A neighbour. A man of the community.
He won Best Dressed Garden in Pen Ribbon in Bloom 3 years in a row. He's a killer. He certainly killed all the competition with his floral displays.
We also believe he might be Dr. Dentist.
Might be? Might be? The man's a menace. He'll kill again, mark my words, if we don't kill him first.
Calm down, Whirligig. We will be killing no one.
Speak for yourself. What's this Brooke Taylor guy done exactly?
He has been seen acting suspiciously and is never at home when one of our number has been killed.
Did you ask him where he was? Of course I did. He's got an answer for everything. The old man said he was looking after his sister last night. When you say old, how old?
I believe he is in his late 80s. He uses a walking frame.
Come on, apply some logic. Does he sound like a supervillain capable of murder?
The more we kid ourselves, the less we become. What will it take for you all to sit up and take notice? Another death in our tea, perhaps? Maybe me? Or Supperman?
I didn't say that. Where is Supperman?
I told him to meet us here at 5. Is he not here?
No. It's unlike him to be late.
Especially when we're having hot, wet chicken tonight. I'll call him.
Have you ever considered? You might be looking in the wrong direction. Maybe Dr. Dentist is someone else. Who else do you suspect?
Other suspects? What's wrong with you? Why do we need his help, Brownnote?
We have need of his skills, Whirligig.
Poppycock, this guy's a kook.
Hey, look, I don't have to be here. You basically left me in danger for 6 months, and now you want me to help you out. You know what? Forget it. I'm not sticking around here to become the next member of the team to die.
You, Whirlybird.
I'm known as the Whirligig.
Give me my time travel device.
No, I have need of it.
What's that supposed to mean?
Superman didn't answer his phone.
I messaged him too. He has not replied and shows no ticks.
Unlike me, I'm full of ticks.
Yes, yes, we must get you some delousing powder.
I don't care, mate. I'm off.
Told you he wasn't needed. You're no hero.
Heroes? You think you're a team? I don't have any time for this. See you around. Thanks for saving me, Monkey.
Hey, Duke, you sure you won't stay for the hot wet chicken? It's my own special secret recipe.
Maybe next time?
I'll fly to Superman's flat. I'll meet you both there. Power up!
Well, it's 2 buses and 40 minutes to get across town, Monkey. Put the hot wet chicken on simmer and bring the timetables.
I've been here for a while. Superman's not answering the door or his phone.
He doesn't seem to be in. Well then, we can't stand around here all night. We have a date with very hot and extremely wet chicken.
Try again, Monkey. He may be sleeping.
Hello, Superman. It is your best friends. I'm knocking on the door. Knock, knock.
Get out of my way. Stand back.
I'm taking the door down.
No, I want to do it. Brown Lord, let me.
Stand back, furry one.
Power up. Wait. I remember. He has a spare key on the map. Here we go.
I'm sure Whirligig will rejoin us in a few moments. Let's look around. I don't think I've ever been to Supperman's flat before. It's not as big as I imagined.
Oh my god, he hasn't changed a date on his death calendar! That must mean he's dead!
No, no, Monkey, calm down. It could just mean he's forgetful.
Yes, yes, you're right, yes, yes. Oh my god, he hasn't opened his mail for the past week! That must mean he's dead!
No, no, Monkey. Again, this can be easily explained. Those letters look like bills. Would you be in a hurry to open them?
Yes, yes, you are right. Oh my god! There's out-of-date food in here! Superman would never let this happen! That must mean he's dead!
Really, Monkey? Come on, focus. It could just be he brought it when it was close to the date. You really need to calm down. Superman is not dead.
Something doesn't smell right.
Oh my god, I found him! At the kitchen table! It looks like he's dead!
No, no, calm down, Brandon. It's more likely he's sleeping.
Yes, yes, of course. Oh my god, he doesn't have a pulse! That must mean he's dead!
No, no, he's a superhero! He might not have a pulse. Turn his head and see if he's breathing.
Oh my god, he isn't breathing! That must mean he's dead!
No, he's a large man. You have to rouse him in a certain way. Here, let me have a go. Superman! Superman!
Yes,
Superman,
yes, good idea, Monkey.
Superman,
let me
Superman,
help.
Superman!
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 Superman! Superman!
Jesus,
Superman.
What are you two doing? Give it up! He's dead.
Yes, yes, you're right.
Sorry.
Feeling his skin, I estimate he died less than an hour ago.
Look, there's something in his mouth.
So there is. Let me just put my finger in here. Ah, got it.
It's a pre-packed, out-of-date raw whole chicken. He's been murdered.
No, no, no! It should have been me!
You're right. It should have been.
And we know exactly who's to blame.
Dr. Dentist.
You've been listening to Cat Noir Presents We Could Be Heroes, Episode 1. Written, produced, recorded and edited by Matt Sanders and Kim Chilvers. Promotional material by Laurie Stone. Give us a like and subscribe wherever you heard us. And if you like what we do, please leave a review. Follow us on Instagram at Cat Noir Podcast and join us again in 2 weeks' time. Next time.
Supperman, Dr. Dentist. Brooke Taylor is Dr. Dentist. Duke is Dr. Dentist.
Monkey, is he Dr. Dentist?
What?
Nothing adds up.
Brown nuts, lemon juice.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.